The main goal of the Niagara Global Tourism Institute is to enhance and grow the city's tourism industry. Whalen says he sees a lot of similarities between his new role and his former duties at the medical campus.
I think at the end of the day, this is about economic development, and tourism is the vehicle. And obviously, you know, there's only one Niagara Falls in the world, and it's in our backyard, so we need to take advantage of it.
New York Power Authority proceeds are helping fund the institute. Nearly 50,000 residents are already employed by or have ties to tourism, which pumps about $2 billion into the local economy. After what he helped accomplish for downtown Buffalo, Whalen says he feels lucky to now be in a position to help Niagara Falls.
I'm thrilled about this opportunity to be in the middle of it, and it's really the board that's got the vision, not me, and I'm going to do what they tell me. And I think we got a great opportunity to connect a lot of dots and finally make Niagara Falls into what it ought to be, world-class tourist destination.
On the heels of one of the busiest summers in the city's history, Whalen says one of his first priorities will be finding more year-round attractions for Niagara Falls. Chris Kaye, WBFO News.